Loki, I'm here because even in Asgard, Ivaldi and his sons are known for their beautiful wares. The elves bow their thanks for the compliment. I've come to commission something for Sif, the wife of the god of thunder and lightning. I want you to make something very special for her. Elf 1. Just tell us what she desires, and we'll be honored to craft it for her. Loki. Well, it seems that, something has happened to her long golden hair, and Thor desires to replace it with hair spun out of real gold. Is it too great a burden? Elf 2. No, my brother and I happily accept this commission. Tomorrow we will have Sif's hair ready for you. Loki nods and exits on one side. The two then exit the other way. Act 2. No greater gifts? Scene 1. A day later in the cave of Ivaldi, the elves carry in boxes with their finished work. Loki enters from the other side. Elf 1, holding up the golden hair. Here it is, and you will have to admit that it is grander than any hair either human or god could grow. Loki, taking the hair. I lack the words to describe it. Exquisite. Marvelous. Fantastic. They hardly do it justice. Elf 2. Thank you. And just to show our appreciation for the opportunity to serve Asgard, we have some gifts we'd like to give the gods. Elf 1. Holding up a small ship of gold. This is a ship of gold for Frey, the god of agriculture. The ship will take Frey anywhere he wants to go, because it can produce its own breeze, and it can carry as many sailors as Frey needs.